All right, class, let's take up now. Faith places me in active partnership with the invisible doing the impossible. That was so powerful in dealing with that. Faith engrafts me into divinity for dominion. You didn't hear that now, would you hear it? Faith engrafts me into divinity for dominion. Faith is what qualifies you for that engraftment. When faith comes alive in you, you begin to draw from God's nature and express it in practical dominion here on earth. I'm going to give you that again because that's a mouthful. Faith is what qualifies you for that engraftment. When faith comes alive in you, you begin to draw from God's nature and express it in practical dominion here on earth. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You command results after the order of God because you've been grafted in God. Again, let's say it another way. That is, when you're operating in faith, that is, your humanity have been grafted into divinity. And divinity connotes dominion. In other words, we are designed by God to dominate in faith in this system. To change, to call, to challenge. Listen, much more now, because you're now drawn directly from God when you operate in faith. Whatever cannot be found in God can no longer be found in you. Let me say it again now, because that's a protective statement. Much more, you're engrafted in God by faith. Because you're now drawing directly from God, your faith. All right? Whatever cannot be found in God can no longer be found in you. You see that?
Yes, sir.
So typhoid fever cannot be found in you. Failure cannot be found in you. The strength of God, which is strange to humanity, become your portion. Strange. You know, I've looked strange among many ministers, and I had the Baptists, and I had the Church of God in Christ. I looked strange to them. I'd go all by myself, you know. And these men was older than I was in age and in ministry. But there was time, like the Apostle Paul was called, God called me off. I'd go out and pray and read. I said, got to be more than this. I'd go out and read, see, and that's how I got out. And you look strange. Because you're not with the whole crew, you're not doing everything they do. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So the strength of God, which is strange to humanity, become your portion. You now put on, listen, the energy of divinity in the pursuit of your assignment. That is faith. Here's what it does. It alters weakness and convert it into strength. Alter weakness and convert it to strength. It changed sickness to health because you're working from another perspective. Listen, class, we're talking about this faith invisible partnership here that enables us to do the impossible, right? Whatever is in God, for example, the wisdom of God, begin to flow in your mortal system, and everybody begin to wonder, from where did this man or woman get this wisdom and this mighty work? Look at Mark 6:2. He's simply drawn it from his engraftment. Mark 6:2. I think I need to read that. Hallelujah. You know, if y'all don't make it, I don't care. Y'all, you ain't paying no attention, because there's enough information here in one of these classes to cause you to be successful in life and in ministry. I'm not talking about no popularity. I'm not talking about no eloquency. I'm not talking about no deep stuff. I'm talking about knowing how to tap into the presence of God. Mark 6:2 said, when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him was astonished, saying, from whence had this man these things? And what wisdom is that which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? That same thing in you. Yeah. If everybody understands you, you are a pile of junk. You gotta move in the spirit. Yeah. You're not trying to be estranged from people. I don't know if that's the right word. Estranged. How you separate yourself? What that word is? Yeah. Estranged from people, or separate yourself. It happens automatically, yeah, unless they understand. There's an element, and you need to know this, and if you don't have it, that means you don't have it. There's an element of loneliness when you get to a certain dimension in faith in the spirit world, because there are crowds you got to drop on. There's a normal crowd. There's a little excited crowd. I'm just trying to call a few. But the dimension that you'll be walking in is beyond all that. You know, if you wake up and can't find your place because you've gone too far for the crowd, you got to learn how to shut up and be still. Let God do it, and then pray for them and let God do it. I'm just trying to tell you something. Faith is not, I believe, I confess, no. That is kindergarten stuff. Uh-oh. This grafted stuff doesn't need to confess anything. It just grafted. You're grafted and you're just drawing naturally and a naturally manifesting divinity in your system, your brain, your physical structure, your stamina, your perspective, everything. You're simply manifesting your divinity with your humanity. Now you see, Oyedepu, I've studied him over the years. He worked from another dimension. He worked from a dimension that I've been looking for, that regular preachers don't work from. It just no. See, that's why my ministry is sweatless. I don't run down there and got to be in the office 9 hours, 19 meeting. My staff even, we don't do a whole lot. We just do it because you're being led by the Spirit. You're not putting nobody else down, but to tell them something up there you can come to, you see, when you really operate in faith. You simply, see, when you're operating in faith, here, I want you to get this. You are simply manifesting your divinity with your humanity. That is faith. And so there's another teaching, but this is why I also call Bible-based faith the key to a world of exploring. It'll take you to places that almost created. Here's another prompting class the Lord want to put on faith. And I want you to hear this, because it's going to be explained. Faith is an asset of inestimable value. Faith don't have no volume. So what do we mean by this? Number one, Hebrews 11:6, we talked about it. Faith is the only way to move God in your favor. Good God Almighty. Hebrews 11:6. Faith is the only way. See, because you say diligently seek him. It's the only way. Because the Bible said without faith, it's impossible to move God. The rest of Hebrews chapter 11 give us a catalog of God movers, men and women who have moved God to come on the scene. It is impossible to move God in your favor without faith. Get this, class, because you're going to need this in ministry and in life. Faith is the only way to stop the devil from molesting your destiny. The devil will rape you without faith. Faith is the only way, Ephesians 6:16. Faith is the only way to stop the devil from molesting your destiny. What he said. Above all, taking the shield of faith, by which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now we're going from dominion to molestation. Your ministry, your personal life, faith. Well, keep your faith clothes on. See, and that's Ephesians 6:10 through 18. Put that armor on, that armor. You have to wear that armor. And you're not putting it on your body, you're putting it on your soul. Oh, that armor is for your soul, baby. That armor is for your heart. See, your body had nothing to do with it. Your body is waiting for instruction from your soul. All right, all right. You listening? Faith is the capital force that will confront the opposition and conquer it. Faith is the capital force that will confront the opposition, not just confront it. Because there's no force can stand up to faith. Because faith actually is God. Faith actually is Jesus. Faith actually is the Holy Spirit. Faith actually is the kingdom of God. Faith actually is the word of God. Faith actually is the law of spirit and life. Romans 8:2 have freed me from the law of sin and death. Faith, that was faithful. See, that's why he said, so without faith, you got to have faith. Now faith, without faith, now faith, without faith, faith ill. By it, Moses delivered Israel out of Egypt, and Martin Luther delivered the world from the dark ages. May the spirit of faith, which have distinguished our ministry, be bellow upon you this hour in an irrevocable manner in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you know the reason I can teach this so easy? I have evidence. I have experience. My faith have been expressed in many areas that I've seen these results. When Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, he's talking about how operating in faith properly, resting in faith. You see, there's no utopia or place where everything's going to be 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. Remember that. That's not God's design, because the kingdom of God is within you, and you are citizens of the kingdom of God, but you're living in another world. Okay? And so, faith brings God's world into your world, what you bring out in this world. And then, therefore, this world cannot control how you come out. Can you see it? It's so powerful and it's so, see, when you degrade faith to get something, what? You heard that? When you degrade faith just to get something, you really a mess. You really don't know what faith for. See. And I think a lot of time, you know, word of faith, we might be able to degrade faith just for a system, but no, faith is God himself. Oh, my God. The knowledge of truth is of no value without faith. Truth can't set you free without faith. Yeah, yeah. Can't set you. When when John talking about the anointing in 1 John 2:27, when he end that verse, he said, teach you that you should abide in him. See. It is faith that gives value to knowledge, because it's only what you believe, not what you know, that you become. I want to read that again. The knowledge of truth is of no value without faith. It is faith that gives value to knowledge, because it is only what you believe, not what you know, that you become. What you know set the pace for what you believe. And what you believe is ultimately determined by your faith. So faith override now. Faith, truth can't operate without faith. Knowledge can't operate without faith. Information cannot operate without faith. Another powerful statement here. It is to you according to your faith, not according to your knowledge. You heard that? It is to you according to your faith, not according to your knowledge. So a lot of people got a lot of information, a lot of knowledge, but they're not operating in faith. That's why faith is an asset of inestimable value. That is what why your faith must be jealously guided and strategically protected, so that you can remain in command in the affairs of your life. You want me to say that again? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It is to you according to your faith, not according to your knowledge. Now you see why a lot of people are in trouble? They got a lot of knowledge, but they're not applying faith. Scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll direct your path. And that's what faith is. That's why faith is an asset of inestimable value. That's why your faith must be jealously guarded and strategically protected. You got to protect your faith. Don't let anybody, so that you can remain in command in the affairs of your life. In other words, faith puts you in command. Faith makes you a guard to your situation. Faith makes you a guard to demonical power. Faith makes you a guard to this world system. Listen, class. Your dominion will remain a daydream without faith. And then there he tells us about Hebrews 11:33, for through faith the subdued kingdom quenched the fiery furnace and stopped the mouth of lion. Dominion. That is not dominion. Subdued kingdom. Wow. All right. And then we know without faith no man can be saved. That's Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself, it's the gift of God. Not a work that's any man should boast. You are born again by faith. Now, look in Second Corinthians chapter 1. I'm going to make a statement we're dealing with. Let me go back and look at this to tell you what we're explaining here. We're explaining that faith is an asset of inestimable value. In other words, there's no price you can put on faith. And we're proving it in different ways. You're saved by faith, you got dominion by faith. Now, in 2 Corinthians 1:24, God's word indicates that we stand by faith. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. You see that in that scripture? In other words, You're born again by faith, and you're standing by faith. We walk by faith, 2 Corinthians 5:7, but we walk by faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. So see how important faith is. Let me give you another one. Luke 8:48. We understand that we are healed by faith. And he said unto the daughter, Luke 8:48, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. The woman with the issue of blood was made whole by faith. All right, we know what 1 John 5:4 said, right? By faith we overcome. By faith we overcome. The world is full of obstacles on your way to the possession of your promised land. You will therefore have to conquer the giant there. And 1 John 5:4 enable you to do it. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Your destiny is at the mercy of your faith. It is by faith that good reports are obtained. Hebrews 11:1-2. You see Hebrews chapter 11:1-2. Testimonies are at the command of faith. Every testimony is a product of faith. And testimonies are the opposite of trials. Good, I love that. Testimonies are the opposite of trials. People are telling their trial. You need to be telling your testimony. That's why they said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony there in Revelation 12:11. You see? See, other words, faith enables you to tell your testimony before it manifests. It exists because of your faith. So now the trial can't gain ground on you because you're telling your testimony. And your testimony is annihilating the trial, even though the trial is there. But your testimony is greater. You keep giving your testimony, the trial got to go. So other words, thank you, Lord. No trial is greater than your testimony of faith. Until you have testimony, trials continues to prevail. Listen, class. It takes faith to enjoy the finger of God in our life. That is a good report. Then Habakkuk 2:4. By faith we live. Did Jesse live by his faith? At the end of that verse. To show how important faith is to living, this is repeated 7 times in the scripture. Romans 1:17, Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:8. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm going to read them. In Habakkuk 2:4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it's written, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11, like God trying to tell us something, huh? But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. In Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith. That's how many times? That's 4 times? And so it said now, that means without faith you're dead. This clearly indicates that faith is the live wire of the redeemed. It is the heart of Christianity. Just as the heart is to the physical body. You know, the physical heart runs everything. Faith failure means spiritual death to the believer. Just as a heart failure means death to the body. Wow. That's why faith is an asset of inestimable value. It is one virtue that adds value to every other spiritual demand. In other words, you cannot make no spiritual demand. You go from Genesis to Revelation, you cannot make no spiritual demand without faith. You must serve God by faith. Otherwise, you're serving him in vain. You must give by faith, or your giving is a waste. You pray by faith. Otherwise, your prayers are mere religious exercise. That's why in Romans 14:22-23, we are told that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Let me read that. Hast thou faith, it says, have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he allowed. As that's Romans 14:22-23. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatever is not of faith is sin. So now in our prayer meeting in the morning, we're not praying by faith. We're sinning. We're not believing God to move and do something because we are praying. We got everything we do. When you read the Bible, you got to read by faith. Everything you do, you got to do it by faith. Isn't that something? Without faith. And give us some full scripture. If faith is absent in any step you are taking, that is a dead step. A step that has no future. This is powerful, man. Listen to what he says now. And we ministers need to know that. That's why every man's destiny is a function of his faith. That's powerful. Now, here's something that the Lord wants to know. Faith has the same value everywhere. Faith is a universal currency. It carries the same purchasing power in every nation of the earth because it draws on God. Watch what it draws on. God, omnipotent and integrity. Omnipotency and integrity. Faith answers at the same level to all mankind. So your level of faith is what determines the level of command you exercise in the affair of life, your life. So, in other words, faith makes you a commander. Physically, spiritually, physically, financially, etc. There's a ratio. I'm dealing with racism on Sunday again. But in Romans 10:12, faith is the answer to racism too. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon his name. Wow. Now what you gonna do with that voice in racism? You superior and I'm inferior. I'm superior and you inferior. What you gonna do with that voice? For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. I'm calling upon him. So you can't be no more than me. Now if I'm all right in the eyesight of God, your eyesight doesn't mean make much difference to me. You understand what I'm saying? I know who I am. What I said? Yeah. Faith is an asset of inestimable value and is worth the same everywhere from generation to generation. I'm going to close your class. It is the most enduring currency in the world of financial investment. Just like people in the natural believe in real estate because it is ever appreciating faith, is the most valuable investment in the kingdom. It never loses its worth. It's a wrap.